Yo, I mean, look, we bullshit. That's all it is, you know? That's all. Look, we just gonna do it.
This
now
is,
go ahead, open
this the is fucking the heat doors, check. Nigga. This is the heat check.
This is the heat check.
The heat
this
check.
Is, heat check.
Now I'm fine. China. Hold on.
Oh, shit, my fault.
Oh, yeah. China. Why is the China on the floor?
Because I haven't unpacked it and moved it in yet.
Apparently, it ain't that fine then.
It's not. There are no bowls or anything in there.
Ugly Japan.
It ain't even like Beijing. It's like the agricultural area.
Right? It's just rust.
Defined Malaysia.
Yeah.
Made in Taiwan. All right.
Open the doors. Open the doors. Put
Indonesia.
Us in. Open the door and put us in.
I can't find the key.
Damn. Open the door and put us in.
I can't find the key.
My God.
Doors are open. Welcome to the Next Door Comic Store.
Welcome.
After a bit of a hiatus.
Long ass.
Man.
Jackson got busy. He's we're recording at my house today.
Facts. And we recording. Jackson's not here. We got a new white boy here with us.
God.
You know, we got Sean.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
You
know?
Yo, thank you guys for having me.
We said, oh my God.
Get to it.
I know, but you already said.
I was gonna check you out.
Jackson
was bullshit.
So
you
fuck
know?
It. You know, Sony be here. We got 601 Chance.
Yeah.
You know, we doing this thing. Shout out to Anchor. It's an app that we're recording off of this time since we ended at Jackson's. You know, free to download. If you want to start a podcast or you're in between booths, you can't necessarily get to it yet. You know, go ahead, download. Free to download. And it automatically saves everything you do. You can go to the computer and just download it from there. And you can put it wherever you need to. SoundCloud, YouTube, all that good stuff. You know, shout out Anchor. And now let's do this shit, bro.
That was an ad by
Anchor bag.
Anchor bag, not anchor arms.
The anchor like bag.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. Anchor
bags,
arms.
Bags.
Oh, all right. So, what's the first thing on the docket? Our first day back.
We'll just jump right back into it. We'll just talk about some screenings happened. Captain Marvel, I guess. When I made the docket, it was just doing test screening, but now it's actually
reviews and.
Okay. Though, yeah, it's like the early reaction. Review embargo is not lifted, but what's today? Thursday, Tuesday yep. night, they had the first showings for like reviewers and like people with more clout than us, basically. Just like really big, like people got to see it, and I think everybody's saying it's like really good. Like, everybody's impressed. I think the worst thing was that it's all right. Like the worst thing is like it's. It's fine. It came out at a weird kind of time. And then the best is like, it's the best thing to hit the MCU. So, I guess we sort of figured it'd be fine. Like, I mean, I figured it'd be really good. The trailers, the more I watch them, I see what some people thought the trailers weren't really, like, that great. But
shit. I ain't tripping.
I am not tripping.
I ain't tripping at all.
I'm actually pretty hyped.
So. Yeah, no, I'm hyped for it.
Because
I mean, I don't care what this. I'm gonna still go watch it.
Yeah.
Because me personally, that's out of space. I cannot talk.
So hey, it's all good. Hey, we get
his heat check didn't go in. His heat check didn't go.
He bricked it. He bricked.
In the podcast.
Get you a layo.
Yeah.
Lay it up. Come on.
Go ahead. Lay it up.
Yeah, like that space scene remind me much about. Like how Iron Man, that first movie hit.
When she was like shooting all this
shit.
Yeah,
it just reminded me so much of Iron Man. And so when you see Iron Man starting off the MCU, you feel like Captain Marvel's going to start off that next thing.
The next phase.
Which they said before, but you can actually feel it too, in my opinion.
And I just want to say, we ain't going to have no toxic masculinity about Captain Marvel.
No.
We're tired of these people on Twitter saying, why ain't Captain Marvel a girl, blah, blah. Why'd they make a girl so strong? Shut up.
That's how the character works.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what it is. It's a girl. It's like,
fuck y'all.
There's literally been one other movie in the MCU that wasn't led by a straight white man, which isn't a
Black
problem.
Panther,
that doesn't bother me to the point. It's like, but
it's just comic. It's accurate. It's just accurate. That's like, all it is. It's just accuracy. Written. Exactly.
It's so like with them being white dudes, like that's just how it goes. It's fine. But we can't, when they add two movies that aren't led by a white dude, like,
niggas
getting an uproar.
Really,
like,
niggas really getting mad.
That's just like, I mean, and they're trying to review bomb it already, which I'm hoping passes because they started review bombing last week before people had even
seen it. What does review bombing
mean? So it's when before a movie comes out, you basically just start saying it's trash. Like, off of the trailer.
Like that fucking YouTuber you were watching?
Yeah.
Like,
he was like, this movie,
nothing had come out yet. He was like, I'm going to just tell y'all right now, this movie is straight ass.
This movie
we're
is
like,
garbage.
Nothing was even out yet.
Yeah, it was like, we watched it like last week, I think.
It was
but he posted
week,
it like 2 weeks before we watched it. So a month ago, he was like, y'all, this is the worst Marvel movie of all time. I was like, sir, there have been two trailers about this. There's nothing else.
It's like, I know you're not going to say that when Captain America the First Avengers exists.
Mr. Cap.
Mr. Cap. No cap. MCU post in-game, no cap.
No cap.
But yeah, it's just like you. It's just, we don't have to start in that. If you don't want to see it, don't go see it. Like, if you're that affected by it being a girl, which you probably shouldn't be, it's like, just... don't ruin it for everybody else.
For sure.
I mean, it's just not that big. Like, even like my little sister, who lives in Texas, I'll probably buy her a ticket to see it. I have two sisters.
You have a wait? What?
hold on. This is a topic for another day because
no. What? Are they older than you?
You have another family.
This is another topic for another day. But they're both younger than me.
Are they younger than your brothers?
One of them is. My sister Tia, she's like, might be, I think she's 19.
You don't even know how old your sister is?
Like I said, this is
you a trash.
This is a whole topic for off there. This is a whole topic for off there.
Dock it.
She don't listen to the podcast, do she? Alright, cool. You know, she would have to cuss you out after that.
No. Yeah, my youngest one. She's younger than Kim and Kyle, and she...
You don't even know their ages. It's cool.
I don't know.
It's cool, bro. It's cool. Let's end game. Come on. Yeah. Before you fucking end your family.
We are in the end game, man.
End game screening well, too. It hasn't had people actually see the whole thing. Well, it has, but not the same way Captain Marvel. It's just been doing, like, the test screenings. It's still at 3 hours. This is news from a couple of weeks ago, but it hasn't changed. And
you shoot for 4, possibly.
If they shoot this movie for 4 hours, I'm going to be sick. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to be hyped, but I'm going to be, like, sick and hyped.
What? It's just like, man, 4 hours?
Like, you
hours?
Get the flu and you
what,
ain't
like
got to go to
movies
school.
4 hours? Yes.
Like, you kind of hype and you have the flu because you ain't got class at the same
time. Boy, they better put an intermission in that bitch. If
3 hours, they're testing it with the intermission, and only one of the showings have people left to go to the bathroom because they said people just been too immersed. They've also said people have been fainting at them, so I'm like, man, they just got to pee.
Fainting?
Man. Fainting. I was like, maybe they just got to pee. I don't know.
Fainting
during the movie?
They're just too excited. Yeah. Too excited. Yeah, they gotta be real excited.
Fainting during
the movie? I'm sure. Something's gonna happen.
Oh my god. Hey, alright, I just wanna say now, if I know anybody who faints during this movie, they can call the bitch. I'm sorry.
What if you faint?
I'm a bitch. I can't make the rules and not abide by them. It's cool.
Right, that's true.
That all caught Tony slipping.
Chill.
Sugar little bit.
Sugar's getting real low.
Whoa! You say sugar's getting real low.
Pass out.
My son's getting real low. He said sugar getting real low.
Getting real low.
Little Chris is getting real low. Okay.
I know. Chris and that bitch like,
that's what AJ said. AJ, shout out AJ.
Shout out to
my call. AJ. We might just do it.
We might have to
AJ
call him
say
to do it.
Funny.
This is Chris from the Snap Door Comic Store podcast. Oh, wait, hey, Chris,
stop. AJ, say yes. All right, AJ gonna snuff you.
All right, we're gonna cut.
AJ really gonna catch you.
I love bullying that nigga, bro.
Bring,
it's so much fun. That's my homie, though.
That is the homie.
They got a whole program in school systems against you.
Chance.
Against bullying? Yeah, that's cool and all, but now look at it. All these little kids doing
they
Fortnite dance snow. Competitions.
Yeah.
That shit horrible.
It's because nobody got bullied as a kid. That's
exactly.
Why all
exactly.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Everybody just too sensitive. Bring Boondocks back.
Blood prison.
I really do need Boondocks back. We need Boondocks. Boondocks are really...
Boondocks wouldn't survive, I don't think. With how sensitive things are now?
Okay.
It's got
South Park is still on.
That's crazy.
South Park's a different type, though. That one's so obviously a parody, but, like, Boondocks is, like, a smart, critical look on our society.
But did y'all see where they taking out all of the, like, LGBTQ jokes out of Family Guy?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, they took all the gay people out of there.
That's dumb. Like, my thing is, like, Family Guy's a show that literally makes fun of everybody. So the fact that, like, the LGBT... Right. Exactly. So the fact that, like, the LGBT... Yeah. I support LGBTQ. I'm just saying that. Yeah. But the thing is, it's not equality if you force a show that makes fun of everybody to stop making fun of you.
Yeah.
That's not equality. That's special treatment.
Yeah.
You know,
I see they're gonna be like, oh well, like, we've been oppressed. It's like, and that's fine, but it gets a point like, but okay, well, we can't joke on other people then either. Like, if that's their whole point, then they shouldn't be able to joke on everybody else. Which I do know, it's like they've had to, like, face different things or whatever. It's like, well, some of this stuff isn't funny to us, but it's like, a lot of people get clowned on things that aren't funny. It's like, and if other people clown back, I don't know. I almost forgot about that Family Guy thing. I saw it and I was like, this is...
That kind of hurt my soul, because Family Guy used to be like my favorite on the cartoon phone. Show.
I forgot about
that. Stop! Oh, how big it is, fucking...
The font.
That's what y'all think my phone looks like, huh? The timer on.
Yeah.
The anchor timer.
Yeah. You probably
as hell. It's not the same font.
Oh, bold. Wait. All right, so who's going to... He's bold.
It's
my cousin. Put your phone on. Do not disturb.
You don't need no explanation. It's
but
just
her
funny.
Real name is Ebony. So you call her Ebola.
It's funny.
Alright, bro, what's next?
We're gonna get off your case,
bro. Okay.
Trailer catch-up.
Got a trailer catch-up. We don't go too in-depth. Far From Home trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Heat. We talked about the in-game trailer because we recorded an episode.
No, we haven't.
Not really talked about it.
The new trailers...
I mean, it's really just Super Bowl spot. Really.
The one that the actual trailer that came
out. Oh, yeah, but like the Super Bowl spot one, though. Yeah, but the Super Bowl.
I like the Super Bowl
spot.
That was cool
because it showed that they didn't move past it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like,
I like that.
I was telling Sean one day, and I was like, that's what I wanted, like, out of the rest of the marketing.
Sorry. Like, no, just TV spots. I thought of a Twitter meme. And then that one, it was like, when it was like Tony Stark, we're almost out of food. And then
stop!
Bro, what's the name? Artemis?
Nebula. I just pushed that out of my memory.
Yeah,
No. We're not talking about this. We sponsored now. We gotta relax.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We losing our edge! Our edge!
I didn't see any of that video.
Fuck, I wish I had the video.
I have it on my phone.
We lost our edge.
I can't even send it because we're recording.
But, fuck it. All right, so Endgame, yeah, I like the new Super Bowl spot trailer was really cool.
I liked how it really
showed, like, that nobody really moved past it, and, like, nobody really tried to, like, move on with their lives, even though that's probably the healthy thing to do, but, you know.
It's, like, hard. This, like,
yeah, it's hard.
The people around you, like, imagine just, like, our friend group, like, just getting split in half, or imagine we're just sitting here, like, two of the people at this table just disappear.
I mean, statistically, like, you know, half your family's gone. Like, think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, and it doesn't balance out to be in half for everybody. Like, for some people, their entire family is gone.
Yeah.
Stop.
I forgot about that.
This is the meme we're talking
about. I don't think I broke
it. It's been messed up.
Has it made that crack before?
No, it hasn't made. I mean, Sean said he had to, like, fix them once before. They're fine.
What is it?
I thought you dropped something. That was the floor?
I thought it
was the chair. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, this shit, yeah, they're broke as hell.
Yeah, it's like something.
This shit's trash.
Just as I thought.
It's some IKEA. Just as I thought. Big for his rat.
Damn, they sold us a refurbished kitchen set. Kitchen set? Kitchen.
At least it makes the color match.
Chance, relax.
Man, yo, I got a dope ass kitchen, man. Oh, shit.
This is a nice kitchen.
Hey. I feel like I was in Slade times in Jackson Kitchen. Shout out Jackson.
Shout out Jack the Martian, for real, for real.
I kind of miss my boy recording.
Jack the Martian.
Same, but you know,
he's just busy.
He's busy. You know, he's been busy all day. I stopped by there earlier today, but just to drop off some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Shazam trailer drop, pretty dope.
A new Shazam trailer drop?
Well, it was TV spot.
I remember seeing that.
Is that the only two trailers that the new
ones don't even matter?
Far From Home,
Far From Home. We already knew the plot summary.
For Far From Home,
calm down.
Lord Farquaad.
You're a legitimate man.
Hell, bro. He sounds just like him, bro.
Lord Farquaad.
He fell off and he fell. He didn't even blow the house.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess that's what
we okay. See what happens when we don't record. We can
be glad to be back.
What's up, God?
Far From Home is fine. I mean, it's...
The trailer was
first
cool.
First of all, Mysterio might be the best thing about that movie. Mysterio might be like...
Facts.
End up being the best Spider-Man villain, like live action so far.
I wonder where he was
okay,
going
maybe not that, but...
Spider-Man villain.
Like live action.
Yeah, I feel like it just... It
live
was...
action Spider-Man villain so far, yeah. I mean, we don't know yet. We don't know yet.
From what we saw,
we've only seen
a clip.
We've only seen him say like
one
sentence, and then fly around.
Focus, focus.
He came in. You don't want no part of it.
Yeah,
like he was a hood.
Hey, man,
you don't want none of this. You don't want none of this. I'm gonna get it. You don't want none of this.
Hey,
Peter, get over there.
Yeah,
get over there. Watch out,
Peter.
Oh God,
pick up,
chance. Come on now,
Peter. Dan is the man with. Hey,
I wish we were recording like
this. Oh God, we have video. It'd be gay. Oh, we can use Anchor for whenever we do like YouTube conversations, like shorter like videos and all that.
Yeah,
we can use Anchor for that. Shout out Anchor, y'all are really handy. I just want to say that again. Yeah.
Hashtag Anchor bag.
Hashtag Anchor bag.
We're gonna get an Anchor bag.
I know y'all hear us.
No, but for real.
All right, but what's next?
But no, for real.
Oh, nah, but really.
We put on our mean faces.
What's anime? Oh, whoa. Let's backtrack to a couple of episodes ago. We were talking about the great discussion of... Sean saw the ranking thing, too, that Japan had the most popular... Was it the strongest and most popular?
It was the strongest anime.
He said the same thing as us. He was like, I don't know, man. Ichigo might watch tomorrow.
Oh, God.
People
are sleeping on Fausto Lorde.
Yeah. Dude. I know about Ichigo now.
Oh, yeah.
Chance knows about Ichigo.
The problem with that anime list, it was they took it off of like votes from the popularity,
that's why I don't like having just normal fans like try to get an in-depth anime talks. I'm like, look, bro, I'll watch you. I don't want
to
ruin anime for you.
When you go into that.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, you might, it's like, say, you know, you love Yu Yu Hakusho. That is your favorite anime. So you might be a little biased towards that.
No, I'm not biased. I'm
very fair. He's not.
Just a little example. Somebody may be biased towards one anime and be like, nah, that other anime is trash. You know, Goku's trash. I hate Dragon Ball. He can't beat Naruto. Like,
it's like, going like, it's like, are you crazy? It's like, are you crazy? Shut up.
What?
Yeah, it's like, no. I didn't think like Saitama should have been put in that.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
That's not
Yeah, because he's a parody character. He's a parody character. He's not like.
It's purely satire.
Exactly. So it's like, it's not fair to have Saitama in there. Yeah. I can't wait for season two of that.
He got Smash over there.
Yeah.
Hey, I might have to get a game in on Smash.
We were playing yesterday, and we started doing like a regular tournament. Dr. Mario, I sent the group chat. I said, we out here on Smash.
Right after
Dr. Mario watched me, I said, never mind.
Dude, who beat you? What's name? Subscribe, please. Or Alpha?
We're just doing
a
tournament. Oh, just computer.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. So computer.
Hey, shout out Alpha Red. That nigga tight. He's like cold as fuck at Smash.
Smash?
Yeah, he's cold as fuck.
So we're playing
Smash and Bash.
We're playing.
I look away from the screen. And Sean like set up the next match with like a 2-on-2 on the same team.
Yeah.
And so the match starts and I get hit once and I go flying. I said, bro, what just happened? I was so shocked.
I
like, oh, yeah,
sudden
death
match.
But he didn't tell me. I was just zero.
Hey, just to let you know, in Smash, Pichu's tight. I don't care what anybody says. Peach
Sonic
is
like the best.
Sonic is not best.
In sudden death.
Oh,
in sudden death.
Because he had the spin thing.
Yeah.
Unless you parry it.
That's true.
Dog, I don't know how to do that.
You can use Pichu or Pikachu and just use like long distance shit.
That's
too.
All I remember. Until last week, I thought you could jump multiple times and you were falling. So I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
If you got Kirby.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said.
What did you tell me about Shulk?
Shulk on jump mode. He has an extra jump.
Oh, okay. That's because I know Ash.
Yeah,
because like,
Shulk can switch between like five modes.
Smash, speed,
Buster,
jump, and
jump.
Buster, jump,
Buster.
Smash. And...
Listen here.
Is Buster and Smash the same thing?
No, they're two different things.
All right, so Buster, Smash, speed, and jump.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, Anto told me something about Shulk.
Yeah.
What does it say about me that the people I play with them? I play with Cloud, Incineroar, and Sonic. So like.
You're the type that don't like to think when they play.
I just started playing last week.
Yeah, or just a beginner, which is fine.
Yeah, I played Smash.
But if you make Cloud a main, you trash.
I only picked him because I knew I just knew who Cloud was.
I want to get good with Ness again. I used to be tight with Ness.
With the kid that always stays sauced up.
The little kid with the hat.
Dr. Mario. I'm sorry. Damn, Dr. Mario ain't even got the hat.
No, he has a little.
Was that the guy with the harp or whatever?
Pit.
No, that's not. Oh, okay. Ness is somebody else.
Dark Pit is tight.
Yeah.
Dark Pit is tight.
Which one is Ness?
Ness is
the
dude
with the
bat. Yeah, with the hat. Yeah, the little saucy dude. Yeah, the saucy guy. Huh?
You know the PK Fire?
Lucario? He's all right. Yeah, he's all right.
The kid who's always like, PK Fire?
Yeah, pick a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PK Fire.
He has a bat.
Yeah, I know what we're talking about. I know what we're talking about. I'm trying to think of the.
He's a big head and little arms.
That's a copyright strike.
Oh, shit.
This is going to hear that.
We're going to get his copyright.
They own Fox and all. You said what? He got a big head with what?
Ooh, your neighbor's going to be like, what the hell is this? It's
old black lady, too. She would come over here.
She's fine, a lot. She mean as hell.
She parks just like this. Is that the PT Cruiser?
Yes, oh my God. Bro, we literally looked out. We walked out this hall. We said, oh my God.
Those her two parking spots for her.
She's
technically, each apartment gets like two spots. Mm-hmm. And so she's the only one that lives there.
So she can do that? All right, that's cool.
I'm like, that's fallow.
Yeah, that's like, you might have to park there. She can. She's lonely.
Oh, that's the homie.
She ain't got nobody. She can hear us. She cool though. Hey, shout out to the downstairs neighbors.
Real cool.
Oh, shout out to them. Shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to her.
Where she's staying right outside the door.
Yeah, you better shout me out, bro. That chair for the break. That chair for the snack.
Bro, the whole toda.
Bro, I did with lean back.
Lean back.
I got a whole toolbox in my closet.
Sean told me he wakes up at 3 a.m. and he fixes chairs around the house.
Wait, what? Not the stool.
Okay, yeah, get the stool, bro.
So I got bored as hell one time. I was
plot twist.
I couldn't sleep.
Stool breaks.
A chair breaks a stool.
If you break that stool, I'm sorry, but that's.
I thought he was really falling for a second.
Boy, he's got blessed the refrigerator. That's what he did. Yeah, he had to take off the rest of the month.
Wasted.
Oh. I actually got that app. I can make videos with the wasted on it now.
Oh,
there's an app. That made by you, that elsewhere, whatever it was. That looks like a meme out. I don't know.
What?
I'm going to stop talking about it. I don't know.
All right, bring it back in. Yeah, so I guess we'll get back to anime. Like we said, we just got off track. Chance knows about Ichigo now.
Shout out to him.
You know a lot about Yusuke.
Yeah, he's on Yu Yu Hakusho now.
Where are you at?
Yusuke. Yu Yu Hakusho. About episode 12.
Okay, you know a little bit.
I've been rolling, y'all. Spirit gun. He just used a spirit gun on.
Okay, yeah.
They just fought Hue.
I gotta watch some episodes. He just got those three artifacts with the little Tyler bitch father.
Yeah. Yami the Great.
I'm gonna say it until I see the scene.
I wasn't thinking about when he called him. So I thought he was talking like a random Tyler, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. So he's finna get into.
The granny knows that somebody's like trying to kill her. Like they send Yusuke to with
Genkai.
Is that her name?
So you're in the tournament, like when to pick the master, to pick the student.
I'm in the dark tournament.
You're in the dark tournament.
I'm in the dark tournament.
Yeah, same. I'm on Yusuke versus Tagoro. But then my homie, his car got canceled, so now he has to get a new car. So I ain't got Hulu for right now.
Bro, I'll hook you up. I got you.
I'm just waiting for him because like I don't want to be on like everybody's shit. You know what I'm saying? I've had this for years.
Get your Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah, you got my Crunchyroll, dude.
Do you have Funimation? Wait, does Crunchyroll have Nichijou on it?
I can look it up real quick. Hold on. I got the app.
Need you to do so
bro, Funimation's supposed to be having a deal with Hulu.
Yeah, I know.
Funimation's a Hulu partner.
That's so do you get Funimation when you have Hulu?
No, but it's supposed to have some more things.
The Funimation stuff is going to be on Funimation
stuff's going to be on Hulu.
Like Funimation stuff is on Hulu, yeah.
So it's going to have Nichiju on there. Bet.
I know GT. I know that's what you want to hear. GT's on Hulu and it's on.
Yeah.
GT's on Hulu.
Fuck GT.
Just saying.
GT can suck a dick. God, I don't care.
Can we pull it up?
No. No, you can pull up on these hands. How about that?
Alexa, fuck Alexa.
No. No.
Alexa. Well, you really got Alexa?
It ain't here.
I said it's really,
it ain't here. It ain't got it. No results found.
Trash.
It's all good, though. Shout out Crunchyroll, you know. Hopefully get that Crunchyroll bag soon.
We get the Crunchyroll bag.
Look, Crunchyroll sponsor me. I watch all this
stuff. We're going to hit a 6ix9ine. We're going to be recording from an under.
Oh my God. Bro, wait. Pause it real quick, though. When's the last time y'all heard that theme song?
Oh, God,
it's been a long...
That shit's going to be trash when you hear it just now. I promise. That shit's so horrible. Play it. Play it.
Fair use, about the same thing.
Get power.
She just saw Corey Massey. Kyle Massey. What's his name? Corey in the house. Corey in the house.
These visuals are weak. You hate me.
Like, no, nigga. I didn't say anything about the visuals. This is the song. Like, the rap. Listen.
Nigga, is that Killer Mike?
No, it's not Killer Mike.
Google it just to be sure.
No, I'm gonna Google it, but it's not Killer Mike. Stop.
We in this podcast now.
I don't think he did it because I think I watched a video that it said who did it, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Killer Mike, or else I would have looked at Run the Jewels a lot differently.
Yeah, but
keep playing. Yeah.
Okay, it's not trash, but it's funny listening back to it.
Oh God, this shit trash is fall.
Shiraz interlude, okay.
It's rapped by a guy named Marcus Hall, also known as Shorty the Man.
Shout out Shorty the Man.
Shorty
the Man got the bag and
the
guilt.
Trash ass nigga. I'll rap beef with Shorty the Man right now. I don't care. We can go at it.
He's a fan of the show.
All right. Ooh. Cool. Fan of the show. Ooh. Cool. Okay. Fan of the show.
Who that nigga talking shit?
I'm finna Google Shorty the Man real quick.
Damn, why is you?
I'm not gonna diss him. Never mind.
Goku.
I'm not gonna diss him. He does Christian rap. I'm not gonna diss him. He does Christian.
Dog with God
bar. That nigga gonna pray for me on the track.
He gonna hit you with a God bar.
Oh my God.
Please be for the Christian rapper. Please, I'm begging.
Why is Yugi getting bodied like this?
I thought he'd be like Pokemon trainer. Imagine the anime though, like Goku really punching Yugi. He's just yelling like,
why did you fight me?
It's like Peter on the ground.
Yes.
He would turn back to Yugi. Your arm out.
Okay, he just fades back.
Your arm out.
Joey, bring me my spare car. Good punch.
Deep voice.
You got it.
Knock the Egyptian gods right out of him. We're going to punch the spear right out of the puzzle.
Exodia. He would just punch out like,
right arm,
like two limbs out of the car. They're
going to punch like Yami so hard, like the spear just going to come out.
The tweet I sent, the gif, or not the gif,
but,
the meme.
But GIF. I haven't
right
played.
Right arm of the forbidden one.
Yeah. I haven't played much of it yet.
We're not going to do this today.
I played it when I got it, haven't played it yet. I was going to pick up on it today, but there was an update for it already. Again.
Damn.
So I started playing FIFA and I got sucked in. So, you know.
Yeah, I was expecting you playing Jump Force earlier.
Yeah. I was playing FIFA.
I thought you were going to speed run Jump Force. I'm not going to lie. How long you were waiting for. You're talking about that as much as you're talking about Kingdom Hearts. It's like Anti-Mite. But I guess Kingdom Hearts is different.
Yeah,
Kingdom Hearts is different. I don't know if a game has come out like... We're going to save that for later. What do we have about anime to talk about?
Oh, shit.
Come on, Chance. You Docket Man. You Docket Man.
You Docket Man. Hey, Dragon Ball Super Broly, bro.
Yeah. I am Blank Man.
I'm Blank Man.
I am Blank Man.
Damn, a man with no name, okay.
Chia.
601 blank.
How dare you?
601 underline.
Just like, a bunch like, of
don't
underscores.
Just 601.
601. Just underscores.
Yeah, we. All right, Dragon Ball Super. We should have talked about it a while back. The buzz might be
kind of died down, but it's okay. The fucking movie's amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
If you haven't seen it, when it comes out, like, rent it. Why it's.
They try to pimp old girl out.
Say, dog, they were that was, when I saw it in theaters, it looked kind of weird. And I was
yeah,
like, maybe it's just me. Like maybe it's supposed to be funny, and I'm not yeah. getting it. But then I watched like the second time, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, everybody, on like Twitter and shit was saying the same shit. They were like, I remember this one. All right, I'm gonna get disrespectful to this motherfucker,
bro.
But yeah, like. The movie was good. The visuals, the animation.
Because I know it's probably gonna pick up the bottom.
The animation was fucking tight.
Document Sound Man.
But the animation was tight as fuck.
Dog. The Vegeta was getting out on Broly back.
Oh God, Vegeta hit like a little spin move on the ground and kicked him. I was like, I was proud of that.
Vegeta.
Shout out Vegeta. He had his moments. I'm proud.
Vegeta versus Broly.
Yeah. Vegeta.
It was good. Like, I guess story wise, it wouldn't have worked with like Vegeta and then Goku and then Vegeta comes back. I kind of wish that first fight would have been a little longer.
Yeah. I feel like it probably would have been because, like you said, like Toriyama really wrote, like, they cut half of what Toriyama wrote for this movie. So, but the movie's good. I like Broly a lot. I like Broly. He actually is a character.
Yeah.
Instead of
a I'm mad because you were crying.
Yeah.
Now we got a box.
And all he said.
Yo, you was crying when you was a baby?
He says more than. He says more than just Kakarot. He actually doesn't have beef with Goku at all, or Vegeta.
I guess like I would say. I guess it'd be really close to having beef with Vegeta. Yeah, he's just Goku.
He's just.
What was it? His beef.
Just though? Because of his dad, though.
Yeah.
He was born into a beef.
Yeah. Oof. That's facts.
That's some Romeo and Juliet shit.
Yeah.
Not Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Look, it's a whole family feud. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I remember we had all these theories about who that the one tall ass Saiyan was. We like the one who we shot for the food when he was like, we don't have enough food to last for all three of us. The guy who was piling the ship. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Remember we had all these theories about who it could be. I was like, it could be like a teenager. But they were like, he's too tall to be Vegeta, only for him to get smoked with. First of all, he got shot with a gun. Yeah. That's what really took me out.
Yeah. We thought it was Kaba. I thought it was gonna be
Vegeta's brother.
Yeah,
they're like rewrite him, make him taller or something like that.
Yeah.
Nope.
But nah, just some random
dude.
He's
just a pilot. He got smoked.
Hey, shout out John Bellion. He's in the movie.
Who does he voice?
He voices a random Saiyan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the planet. Yeah. So shout out to him. Shout out to Bardock. Shout out to Bardock, man.
Yeah.
I don't like how they switched up his part of the story.
Yeah, that's
like I like the whole like. Him in space.
Yeah.
And like doing it instead
he
of like.
He didn't have the bandana.
Yeah, he didn't have the bandana. That hurt. Yeah.
Really
that hurt
me
a lot.
Because that was like, that's to me like one of the most impactful things.
Yeah.
Like in DBZ lore.
Yeah, they took away a lot from his story, honestly. Like the whole like, because his whole thing was like all of his homies died and he got like. Attacked by somebody who gave him like psychic powers, and he was able to see that Frieza was going to turn on him, and all that shit. They like changed all that.
Yeah,
shit.
They just. Yeah. I think I feel like they try to do it to really, really, really just stress that Goku was just going to be an anybody, and so like you know what I mean. And so then like him being this powerful, it's like they killed his dad's arc in the past to like make everything Goku's gonna like seem like you know what I mean? Like a bigger deal, like to really make it seem like. You know, his dad was just like as basic as they come, and Goku was gonna be just.
It was just anybody. Another family. Yeah,
it was just Goku.
He was just a little smart. That's it. Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick a gripe, it'd probably be
yeah.
the Vegeta stuff. Maybe that. Oh, there was Frieza got whacked for a whole hour.
That shit was so funny. That shit was so funny.
Get whacked for an hour.
No, do you know what I really would have loved? If like while Frieza getting his ass beat, you know, I was like going back to them practicing the fusion dance. Mm-hmm. If like it like cuts back to like Frieza getting his ass beat, and then it cuts back to them, and they're like a lot of cuts in between. No, but like one of the cuts be them like Goku and Vegeta just chilling like eating real quick, mm-hmm. just like
oh, it's a little bit crazy.
Yes. No, I'm good. Yeah. And then it goes back. Frieza getting his ass beat again. Frieza's getting
thaw.
That is crazy.
That should have been fucking hilarious. How do you last a whole hour?
Bro, like, we...
I know, like, how...
Yeah, like...
We have...
Is that your fridge?
It's my...
I told that wow.
I told y'all, the lady downstairs is English.
She's staring.
She's staying next door, bro.
She isn't
it. Y'all gonna stop saying she downstairs. She's next door to the corner store.
I hate the face you just made, bro. Don't do that.
No, I'm looking at the camera.
So he's next. What's next door to the comedy store? Bakery?
Shit.
Denny's. So she live at Denny's?
No, it's her.
What's up, Denny's? Bro, did you see that video?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Denny's?
The band. You seen that video, right? With like the little kids in the rock band. They're like, what's up, Denny's?
It's like that.
Oh, yeah. Like 2 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
oh man!
But that's from the Broly movie. I mean, like, I guess it's not really spoiling too much.
Who said they got an idea for the next movie?
Me.
All right. What's your idea? It better not be my idea that I made up.
What's your idea?
That Chance trying to take from me.
What character does it involve?
It's Goten and Trunks. Century.
And Gohan.
Goten and Trunks Century for the most part.
Is Cooler in it?
No. Nah. Okay.
Let me get my bag.
All right, bag. Okay. You give yours, I'm gonna say mine.
It's really rough, but it's like, I feel like Toriyama could.
Damn,
like,
this shit trash. Alright, come on, bro.
I feel like Toriyama could mold out, make it better. So I feel like if they want to continue the trend of maybe like fixing older characters or integrating them better into the Super storyline, just like they do with Broly, it wouldn't necessarily be a reboot for Cooler.
Yep.
It could sort of stick with the other things that happened.
I mean, it couldn't be a reboot for Cooler because he was never in it to begin with.
Well, you know, but like how they. "Quote unquote rebooted."
Oh, how they rebooted?
Yeah, I feel like they could maybe keep Cooler and maybe be like, the best way I could say to go about it, maybe how we could look at how Broly was like this super strong individual and like his rage can't be controlled.
Yeah,
you know, like instead of beating him, he was spared or whatever. And then Frieza, who was dead, was brought back or whatever. And then Goku went and got him again, even though he tried to destroy the world or you know stuff like that. And so it's like. So maybe there's some balance that's been upset or whatever, and Cooler like making it seem like he wants to clean up the balance, which is his like lie. You know, he's making it seem like, you know, you let two super strong, or he'd be like pitching to whoever would bring him back to life, and like, you know, they've let two super strong individuals come back and let them both live. You know, just something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Toriyama could work it out.
The vision never here, let him live.
and so Cooler like gets out. Or like on bail or something, you know, like not on bail, but whoever's controlling like his spirit or whatever, you know, who could do all that would let Cooler like be revived or whatever. Which
So in this, Cooler's dead.
Yeah, so okay. He's died like the last time he died with the Big Getty Star. Shout out Big Getty Star.
Oh, so you're saying integrate the actual
Cooler
movies.
As a character? Yeah, like
no, like are you talking about integrating the movies into the canon too?
Yeah, like the past. Like, we don't have to like redo them or whatever. Like, we just, or we can skip the Big Gate or something. You can say it just ended when the first time they fought Cooler.
Yeah.
And so now he's like in hell or whatever he is. And, you know, he's like making his stake. You know, they've upset the balance by bringing back my brother twice. And, you know, he destroyed their planet one of the times and Whis had to rewind time. So that's like three times already the balance has been upset. Then this strong individual Broly is out there with uncontrollable rage, and as opposed to beating him, you know, Goku in, and now he's his friend, and he wants to continue to fight with him. So, you know, like, so if Broly gets to that power level, he gets mad again, you know, what if Goku can't beat him by himself, and they're, like, sparring, so Cooler's just, like, they've upset this balance.
So Cooler's going to be a good guy?
Not a good guy, but he's going to be posing, like, he's going to be pretending to get revived, he's going to be pretending, like, they've been messing up, they've been bringing people back without stopping, like, you know, you should grant me the power to go back, and I'm going to try to, you know, so like beat him or whatever.
So it's almost something like Dragon Ball Heroes, you know, like that was trying to. He wasn't necessarily
evil, but like
they just have the same.
No, he's evil. His whole thing is to get revenge. Like he's 100% evil, wants to kill.
So he's like faking, like oh yeah,
yeah, like y'all. Oh, he's giving a fake reason just to get Goku revive
him. Yeah, almost like Mysterio, like in Far From Home, but he's not gonna pretend like he's. He's not gonna pretend to be Goku and Vegeta's teammates. He's pretending like whoever would Zeno, whoever would bring him back to life. He's like, no, they've upset this balance, don't change. Right. So,
okay.
Like it's like a really rough idea. I think like Toriyama could make it. Like, if he were to do it, he could make it work even better. But just like as a concept, it's basically he's just lying. I'm like, you know, you've upset this balance. Let all these people live.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah. Leave my brother. So I was like. You know, you can look at, like, there have been things that have happened to you, like, dog, if someone's, like, really supposed to be making sure Earth was, you know, like, intact, that's kind of messed up. You know, like I said, Frieza destroyed the planet and at least had to rewind time, which, you know, in most stories is upsetting the natural order of things. And Broly being so powerful, they had an opportunity to kill him, but they used a wish to move him.
Yeah.
And instead of beating him, Goku's going to go basically just tamper with, you know, just toy with how strong he is, you know, get him mad or whatever, to spar for his own sake. And so it's like, so when Broly gets to that uncontrollable level again and all that, so Cooler's like, you know, I'll go and eradicate them in exchange for, like, my life back or something like that.
Yeah.
So that'll be wild.
Okay.
Of course, you're going to get fucked up in the end, but that's what he was saying.
Of course.
What if you win?
Oh.
Damn. Dragon Ball Z Infinite.
Chill. All right. But my movie idea, right? It's like, there's going to be some big bad or whatever, right? And they're going to try, and they're going to have some machine or something that can render full-blooded Saiyans like useless, basically.
Okay.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So
to make them like normal, like humans almost?
Yeah. So, and they come over and they're like trying to like take over Earth and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And Vegeta and Goku basically useless. And they get captured and taken to like prison or whatever. And then like they're going through trash and shit. And then like Trunks and Goten are like, yo, what's going on? Oh my god, and they're freaking out. And then Gohan comes and it's like, we gotta get out of here, blah blah blah. And they take him to Kami's lookout. And like after like short fight or whatever, they go to Kami's lookout and Gohan's like, y'all need to train. Go in the hyperbolic chamber and y'all need to train for a year or whatever. I'll try my best to hold things off out here with the others. Mm-hmm. And y'all really need to train. Go up to this the prison ship or whatever and get Dad and Vegeta. And destroy whatever machine's stopping them mm-hmm. or whatever. And then, because they didn't age Goten or Trunks at all in Dragon Ball Super, even though they should have. So this could be a good chance for them to at least hit, like...
To balance out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for them to grow some.
Because, that technically like, have balance
them,
it out.
Right,
yeah.
And then have them mature. And then, like, have them have, like a different like form or something that like only like half-bloods can use.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then like have those two like they finally like train enough and then like they both have like Super Saiyan 2. Let's just say that. They have Super Saiyan 2 and they both go to like the prison ship or whatever and they're finding their way through it or whatever and then they have to fight the big bad and then they go as Gotenks. Yeah, they go and then they fuse into Gotenks and Gotenks. Super Saiyan 3 and Super Saiyan 3 doesn't work. So then their actual, like, the form that, and then they press past their limits and they come up with that, they get that new form or whatever.
Whatever it may,
yeah, okay. Like some whatever half-blood form it would be. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, that'd be tight as fuck, right?
Yeah,
it was
dope in
my... Hey, Toriyama, man, hire me, bro.
Yep.
Hire me, bring me on.
Just leave me here, I guess, huh? Just leave me here, don't worry about me.
Yup.
At least you are.
Your movie can be non-canon, I'm
sure. I got the non-canon movie?
Yup. It's all good, bro. It happens.
Damn.
That would be cool. That would be tight,
though. Oh, God. Like,
we need some character development.
DBZ Truce will get you out of here for not making Gohan.
Fuck that nigga!
I hate him! He would murder you.
Gohan, like, I was mad. They basically nerfed him, man.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. It's just, it's time passed.
It's time.
You know, it's time passed.
Yeah, it's like, fine. I think we've had discussions about it, and it's just like...
This nigga really said... Who do you think stronger? But we all agree that Gohan could beat them both, right? If he trained. I'm just like, dog, leave it alone. Yeah.
Okay, so my father's account called DBZ Truths. And he, like I told you, Gohan and Vegeta are my 1A, 1B. Yeah. But I've just come to accept, like, okay, like, the writing made Gohan not as strong. Like, that's just what it is. Like,
it's Gohan.
Yeah.
His time is passed.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Like, even if it was, that's just where the writing's on. So I'm like, and he's always like, should Gohan get a new form or should Gohan be the hero? Bro, I was like, it would be completely unwarranted, like, because before, he's not strong enough.
Before bro, all right, before the Broly movie dropped, like, he was posting like about it, like, yeah, it drops here. It's like, what do y'all think Gohan should do in the movie, blah blah blah. Then the movie dropped, right? And he goes, I can't believe Gohan didn't show up at all. He should have known his dad was getting attacked. Why didn't he show up? Like,
what was he gonna do?
He was like, he would have died.
He probably could tell.
He was like, Goku's
strong. What am I gonna do? Yeah, exactly. We're like, what the fuck is this dude's about? Like, it's so annoying. So today there was this video of Jiren powering up and Broly powering up. And he posted it on his page and he was like, who do y'all think is stronger? And then, like, in the comments, he just goes, but we all know that Gohan could beat them both if he kept training, right? Like, dog, just leave Gohan alone. So please. Like,
that one looked like a troll.
Exactly. I was like, he has to be kidding at this point. I was like, he has to be.
All right, Anchor cut us off at an hour, so if we go over, we can just do a two-part.
All right, that's cool. We can do, that's fine. What episode is this?
I don't know. I'll find the numbers.
We'll find it out. We'll figure it out.
Anchor bag.
It's all good. Anchor bag.
I put that on. I posted that.
You posted that. So you posted two videos.
But now we ain't got the. We ain't got Spotify Premium right now, so like,
yeah, we can't see anymore. Because we haven't been recording, so now that we're recording all part, we can probably like
get it back. And then bring back all the episodes. You know,
if y'all have the money,
do all that good shit. Yeah.
Gotta get that student premium.
Alright, what's Detective Pikachu? Oh, Detective Pikachu. Yes.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I'm fucking with it. So I'm ready. I'm ready.
Really
Bro, that Mr. Mom, that totally tripped me out.
Dog, I cannot wait for Detective Pikachu.
Licky Tongue is the name.
Licky Tongue?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, that one's a little wild.
I can't. Greninja looks tight. Charizard looks really good. Bulbasaur looks really good. Like, all the Pokemon look really good to how they're supposed to look.
The important ones, you know.
Yeah.
No, like, I think that was everyone's biggest gripe. They're like, they don't look blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, I get it, but at the end, like,
it's like you're
they
not
don't exist in real life, so we don't have anything to go off of. It's like, so it's like,
then these are like, a mouse is gonna have fur, Jigglypuff is gonna have fur.
Yeah, I was like, in cartoons you just don't see. I was like, same thing with Pikachu. Like, in the cartoon, we don't see. We just see like a yellow blob. We don't see his fur, which is like, but. It's
just too much detail to put in a cartoon that's going to air like once a week.
Exactly.
You got to put it out so quick. I mean, you can't put the kind of detail in there.
Facts.
It's going to be a dope.
Haven't seen many reviews from the screens. If people say it looks fine, they haven't been able to do like what works and what doesn't work. People are just able to like
shit finna be wild.
We're not talking about Sonic at all.
Like calves.
We're not talking about Sonic at all.
Bro, what's going to be the premise of the movie?
I don't know. They want to put Chris Pratt in it, and I'm like, no.
Why not? What if he's like a NASCAR race driver? All right, you know in Sonic X, you know how in Sonic X, how like there was this race car driver, he was like the best one, and then like Sonic like just zoomed by, and then like that dude was like obsessed after that. He was like, "There's something faster than me," you know, shit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So
concept art, Chris Pratt as a police officer. So that's
never mind.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. It's gonna feel like Detective Pikachu almost, but
Detective Sonic.
I don't hate
that. Is Knuckles and Tails gonna be in this?
I don't know. There's no footage for him. It's just that poster, and it's just like, and the guy who's voice knows. Parks and Rec? The guy who plays John Ralphio in Parks and Rec.
Who?
Okay, never mind. What's his name?
I've seen Parks and Rec, but who?
John Ralphio, the one who was friends with Andy, the white dude with the nose, and he had the sister.
What's he look like? What was his job in Parks and Rec?
He was just Andy. Not Andy. God, what character does
Chris Pratt?
Not Chris Pratt.
The butcher guy.
Why am I not
Parks and Rec cast? I'm pulling it up. Hold on.
You can just honestly
pull Ralph DiMaggio.
Ralph DiMaggio.
I don't know. I'm just talking.
I can tell. Damn, it's not gonna come. We gotta type in John Ralph. If I type in John Ralph, y'all, it's gonna bring it up.
Why don't you just keep Parks and Rec on there and then type in John Ralph?
John, that's the only person on the planet named John Ralphio. It's gonna know.
Oh, that's the.
But this is what I'm saying. Is he John Ralphio on Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Why didn't you just like leave Parks and Rec and then type in John?
Because that's the only John Ralphio on the planet. I feel like.
Got you.
That's Aziz's.
That's Aziz's friend.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Aziz Ansari's.
Why didn't you say the Indian guy?
he's like the dude that's like.
Anton, we gotta be careful,
dog. It's okay to say somebody's race.
That's what he is.
He's the only Indian guy on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe we have lost our edge.
Yes, we're losing our edge. Oh my god, we got
to this podcast.
Oh my god, the very first podcast with the anchor bag, and we're losing our edge.
Oh, I was gonna say we've lost our edge because I was afraid to say the Indian guy in the very first episode. Anton alluded to Captain Marvel punching Rosa Parks. And now,
bro,
look at where we are.
When he
said
about
that shit, I was like,
and when he referred to Rosa Parks as,
nah, chill out. Yeah, chill out. I didn't refer to her as a one. It was just talk. You
if
know?
You want
to
know what he said, go back to the episode.
Don't watch
it. Yeah, don't listen.
Nah, it started like episode 3. That's when we really picked up our stride.
Started episode
you know,
2. We
could, like
we
2
don't
or
know,
3. That's when we picked
count.
Up our stride.
Episode 1 was just white noise. It was just...
Yeah. And then a little...
yeah. I'm sticking. You got this. 3 minutes.
It's all good. We can just like do something else. We can like start it back up. We can start
it back up. Take a second and... What else do we have on anime?
Nothing.
Anybody watching anything?
Yeah, what's everybody watching?
You got like Black Clover out.
I've been watching that. Yeah, I'm basically caught up to that.
You got Sword Art Online. You got
the new one that dropped. Did you watch Gun Gale Alternative?
Real quick, Sean. Whenever you get to anime talk,
I
just kind of heard it's really good.
That's fine. Look, I'm
because I'm not caught up on anything.
Hold on, let's see what we got.
So y'all
you don't watch anime.
We got Black Clover. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. That shit's fire.
Oh, I heard that shit's fire.
What? That's
all, no, that is, no. That is a whole I heard anime, it's tight. Yeah, it's look, new. Yeah, I heard
it's,
about that.
It's new.
Tight.
It's
I gotta look, check it out.
Look, that's new. I need y'all to check that out. That is, it's fire as hell. Like we're on episode 20.
Is it a comedy isekai?
I wouldn't call it an isekai because like, I don't know. It's like it's okay. It's kind of like the it's a dude that gets reincarnated as a slime, but
right.
It's
slit.
So right, it's basically like one of those things where this dude he gets into a new world and he basically becomes OP.
Isekai.
Okay, then
it's an isekai. Yeah.
Then yeah.
But it's like more of a comedy too.
But it's along the comedy lines, I'd say.
Y'all some fools, shut up.
Look,
y'all some niggas.
Look, y'all sleep on this. Y'all sleep on
this. No, it's all that slash.
No, that's the way I said it.
I'm just saying.
The time I got reincarnated is a slap.
But yeah, the time of reincarnated is a slime's type.
And then you got season 2 of Mob Psycho 100 out. That's
I'm waiting until it's in English because I watched it at first in English.
Okay, I got
it's good.
It's going slower than the first season,
mm-hmm.
but it's good content.
It's still funny though.
You're getting a lot of character development. So that's what I'm liking.
That's good.
You bet.
It's going good.
When's Attack on Titan picking back up?
April. One Punch Man is April. Attack on Titan April. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we got My Hero Academia coming back
in October.
Oh, yeah. God dang.
That's because they were mad at all the people making some interesting fan art of that's what I heard, but
they stopped. They
look, they took like a brief hiatus because of this may or may not be accurate, all you people, so check your facts, but like this is what I heard. I heard that they took like such a long hiatus because there was a lot of like concept art and fan art going around of like different characters, different shippings and stuff.
Man,
and
they do that with every anime.
I know, but like I guess the
aren't they like really young in this show? Aren't they like
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, they're,
like,
yeah, they're kids.
Yeah.
They're like
so maybe that's
like
yeah,
preteen
yeah,
kids.
True. Oh, so maybe that's
like some young kids. So.
Yeah, y'all weird
they're
out
like
14, here. 15. Y'all weird out here.
Right,
that's what y'all know. Y'all kind of weird.
Time jump is gonna be crazy if they do that for this show.
Time jump?
That, yeah. Look, I'm going to need some intense
I don't think
training.
They're going to do a time jump,
I don't think
though.
So either.
No, they can't. They can't. But not. I mean, the way the manga set up already.
Oh, the manga. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, of course, they got to do it in the manga before they do it in the show.
Facts. And, like, yeah, they kind of really. Yeah.
It'll still be dope. See, y'all remember that fan art where they did do the time skip with all the big three? And the
Yeah, Todoroki, Bakugo, and Deku.
Yeah,
and them older.
I need some development for Deku. Deku need to learn how to use his freaking power already.
I'm
mad.
He's
working on it.
Yeah,
but
he's working on it.
He just needs to get better.
Yeah.
Because there's so much potential.
Yes.
It's going to be cool as hell.
Of course,
It's Todoroki to do that.
Todoroki.
It's got his head
on
fire.
Yeah.
He's going to be tight.
I think they said the next season is supposed to be real big with his father and him.
Yeah, no, his father has a really big, really big moment in this next coming up season. Yeah. Because at the end of season two, you know how that new villain showed up?
With the beak mask.
Yeah. It's going to have to do with all of that. The big three are going to have a bigger bigger part in this.
Shut the hell up.
D-Wave, Chris Bosh.
No, Zion, KD, and Kyrie.
Just stop. Listen. When Zion, KD, and Kyrie come to the Knicks, none of y'all talk to me. Don't listen to the podcast. Still listen to the podcast. Okay, hold on. But
listen to the podcast. Listen to the podcast.
Don't talk to me.
Hey, we're going to stop it here real quick, and we're going to pick it up on the next one. So we're going to go on lunch break. All right, yeah, we're on lunch break.